News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A federal judge has found probable cause that the Trump administration acted in contempt of court when officials defied his order last month to turn around two planes carrying alleged Venezuelan gang members to El Salvador. This coming as the legal battle escalates over the wrongful deportation of a Maryland to a mega prison in El Salvador. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen has flown there to find out about Kilmer Abrego Garcia's detention.
This is simply about letting him have his day in court. We use the courts to make sure that we don't convict people who are not guilty and that we convict those who are.
But Attorney General Pam Bondi doubling down, saying of Abrego Garcia, he's not coming back to our country. Ford may raise prices on its new vehicles if President Trump's auto tariffs continue, according to a memo sent to dealers on Wednesday. The higher prices will affect cars built starting in May and would likely hit dealerships in July and August. This is ABC News. The New York City Medical Examiner's Office says Gossip Girl actress Michelle Trachtenberg died a natural death from complications of diabetes. She was found dead in her New York City apartment in February. More troubles for the Fyre Festival 2.
It appears plans for Fyre Festival 2 have fizzled. Organizers announcing the event has been postponed. One ticket holder received a message saying a new date will be announced and we've issued your refund. Billy McFarland, who was behind the initial Fyre Festival in the Bahamas, was convicted of wire fraud in connection with the failed 2017 festival. McFarland's new event was scheduled to take place in Mexico from May 30th to June 2nd. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Scientists say a planet first spotted years ago appears to orbit two failed stars like Tatooine in Star Wars. The exoplanet is located about 120 light years away and appears to take a path around two brown dwarfs. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Anne from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for? If they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water.
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show, moving soon to its new time, weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers win the series.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers today in Milwaukee. A good performance by starter Jose Quintana. Last night, 24-year-old Quinn Priester tossed a shutout. Pat Murphy on the crew's scouting department.
You know, it's hats off to them for finding a guy in AAA that can come and give us two pretty good outings so far. And looks like he's a lot to work with, a great kid and competitor, and seems like, once again, they strike again. Matt Arnold and his posse.
NBA, the Bucks holding practice, getting ready for Saturday's playoff game at noon against the Pacers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost their starting left tackle for the season due to a torn ACL, head coach Luke Fickell on tackle Kevin Haywood.
Obviously, I think he's going to have surgery, so it's probably going to lose him and probably not going to get him back, obviously, even for the season. So that was one that's going to be really difficult and tough. But, you know, it's also a part of the game.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's become an albatross for me. I just wish it was gone. Those are the words of Home Alone 2 Lost in New York director Chris Columbus. He is referring to the 7-second cameo by Donald Trump in the film. Columbus wants the Trump cameo removed from the film, saying it's become a curse and adding that the 47th president bullied his way into the movie, telling the production they couldn't shoot at the Plaza Hotel unless he was in the film. Columbus joked that if he cuts the cameo, he could be deemed not fit to live in America and deported. I think he was joking. Here's a quick pick. The show Mobland on Paramount Plus is pretty good. The Guy Ritchie directed show stars Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, and Thomas Hardy. It's a fast-moving mob caper that doesn't hold back on gang violence. It is shot with Ritchie's classic pacing, so even if there is a moment you get bored with, it's quickly over. I'm 3 episodes in, and we'll keep you posted. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy and a gusty southeast wind in the overnight as morning lows drop to the lower to middle 40s. Increasing clouds Thursday. Showers and storms becoming possible in the afternoon. Breezy, highs in the middle 60s. Right now it's 48.
Earl Ingram.
Tomorrow on the Earl Ingram Show, we'll be giving a cheerful farewell to Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. It's been an amazing journey, but this is not the end. He'll still be involved in my podcast down the line.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. So Judge Boasberg, the guy who first ruled that Mr. Garcia and 250 some odd other people could not be deported. He was the original judge who said, turn those planes around. And Marco Rubio and dictator Bukele down in El Salvador said, oops, we just somehow missed that, anyhow, he says he just ruled this just minutes ago. He said, quote, the court ultimately determines that the government's actions on that day demonstrate a willful disregard for its order, sufficient for the court to conclude that probable cause exists to find the government in criminal contempt. Now, that means somebody could go to jail. It's unlikely he's going to go after Trump for this. The Supreme Court has granted Trump absolute immunity, but he could certainly go after little Marco, or he could, more likely, he'll go after the lawyers who are standing in front of him. He adds, the court does not reach such a conclusion lightly or hastily. Indeed, it has given Democrats ample opportunity to rectify or explain their actions. None of their responses have been satisfactory. He also pointed to Marco Rubio's social media posts and said the Constitution does not tolerate willful disobedience of judicial orders, especially by officials of a coordinate branch who have sworn an oath to uphold it. Now, keep in mind, Judge Boasberg is he was a conservative judge. He's a member of the Federalist Society. He was appointed to the bench by George W. Bush. Pam Bondi then goes on Fox News, Attorney General Barbie here, and she says, Judge Boasberg is meddling in our government. Our government? I didn't know it was your government, Pam. I thought it was everybody's guy. Anyway, she says, and the question should be, why is the judge trying to protect terrorists who invaded our country over American citizens? Garcia was not a terrorist, and he didn't invade our country. He's here with our permission. He was here legally. He is the father of 3 American children. He is the husband of an American wife. He is he has permission to work here. He's a union member. He's a sheet metal apprentice. The people he works with say he's one of the best employees ever. His employers want him back. It's incredible. Meanwhile, U.S. District Court Judge Paula Zinnes ran out of patience yesterday, said that she's going to order a 2-week inquiry into this thing. She's going to give the government 2 more weeks. I think, frankly, that's way too much time, but, I get, the justice moves slowly, but it moves. She ordered the administration to arrange for Garcia's return. And she said, to date, the record, she's talking to the government lawyer, and she says, to date, the record shows that nothing has been done. Nothing. She says, we're going to move. There are no business hours while we do this. Cancel vacations, cancel other appointments. I'm usually pretty good about things like that in my court, but not this time, so I expect all hands on deck. She described an intense two-week expedited discovery schedule where his attorneys have the ability to, Garcia's attorneys have the ability to subpoena documents, send interrogatory requests, and subpoena up to two additional people. And she named four senior officials from the Department of Homeland Security who have to show up in person to testify over the next 2 weeks. Meanwhile, my old buddy Richard Green, the civics dean, Substack.com is his website. Richard used to be one of the, he used to host a weekend show on Air America, which is where I first met Richard. I've known Richard for years. He's a good guy. And he's an attorney. And he's pointing to this law, it's Maryland Criminal Code 3-502. And it states, now keep in mind, Garcia lived in Maryland before he was abducted by ICE and deported to El Salvador. It's the law, the Maryland law says, quote, a person may not, by force or fraud, carry or cause a person to be carried in or outside the state with the intent to have that person carried or concealed in or outside the state. A person who violates this section is guilty of the felony of kidnapping, and on conviction is subject to imprisonment not exceeding 30 years. And my old buddy Richard says, Maryland Attorney General Anthony G. Brown and or Prince George's County District Attorney Aisha Braveboy could absolutely arrest and prosecute Donald Trump for violation of Maryland's kidnapping laws. Now, on that, I'm skeptical. I don't think that they could arrest Donald Trump, and nor do I think that they would. But I do think that they could demand the names of the ICE agents who showed up and kidnapped this guy. And they could go after Tom Holman and anybody in the chain of command. Richard goes on to say, Donald Trump, Pam Bondi, Christy Noman, Stephen Miller kidnapped Kilmar Garcia off the streets of an American city, Beltsville, Maryland, and without any constitutional due process, took him by force outside of Maryland and outside the United States. That's kidnapping by any definition. And he gives the phone number for the Attorney General of Maryland and for the Prince George's County District Attorney. I'm not going to read them on the air, but you can look them up easily. And says, call him and demand that they arrest somebody from the Trump administration for kidnapping. He says there's also a way to charge the president of El Salvador, Bukele, for aiding and abetting the kidnapping, and that they should do that as well. He points out that Maryland is one of the original 13 states that participated in, you know, writing and demanding the Bill of Rights, which this is a clear violation of. Meanwhile, who is this Bukele guy? He's 43 years old. He claims he's the youngest dictator in the world. He calls himself the world's coolest dictator. He likes to wear aviator sunglasses. He likes to produce rap videos of prisoners being tortured. In 2019, he was elected to the presidency based on a promise to end gang violence and corruption. And he did. The homicides dropped from 103 per 100,000 down to 2.4. That was in 2015, to a record low of 2.4 per 100,000 in 2023. So he has an 80% approval rating for doing that across the country of El Salvador. But the miracle came at a staggering cost. He didn't eradicate crime through, you know, solving problems that fester crime, like poverty. He eradicated crime by dismantling democracy. This is from a piece by Dean Blundell over at Substack. He scrapped due process. He instilled paralyzing fear in El Salvador's 6.3 million people. He's a textbook authoritarian. I mean, this is just amazing stuff. This is the guy that Donald Trump was slobbering all over yesterday in the White House. Since declaring a state of emergency in March of 2022, Bukele has arrested over 85,000 people, roughly 1.6% of the population of his country, often without warrants or evidence. Human Rights Watch reports only 1,000 convictions, meaning tens of thousands of innocent people are languishing in prison. At least 261 have died in custody with credible reports of torture, beatings, and medical neglect. The Center for Confinement of Terrorism, CECOT, this is where these Americans are being held, is not a rehabilitation facility. It's a pay-for-play concentration camp where prisoners, including U.S. deportees, are disappeared into a judicial black hole, writes Dean Blundell. CECOT opened in 2023. It's a mega prison for 40,000 inmates. Cells lack windows, ventilation, or mattresses. Prisoners sleep on bare metal and eat twice daily and endure 23.5-hour lockdowns with only 30 minutes of exercise in windowless corridors. Human rights groups document systematic torture. Scabies, starvation, beatings are rampant. Crystal Sol, a Salvadoran non-governmental organization, reports 367 deaths across the prison system, with families denied information about their loved ones. Bukele's propaganda, he writes, glorifies this cruelty. He posts slick videos of shackled inmates, heads bowed, escorted by armed guards to a pulsating soundtrack, images straight out of a dystopian thriller. He took 261 U.S. deportees last month. CBS News looked into them. They found 75% of these deportees had no criminal record. They committed no crime. And yet they are now trapped in this brutal concentration camp. And, you know, the definition, according to the U.S. Holocaust Museum, of a concentration camp is a prison beyond the rule of law, a place where people are imprisoned without due process of law. And that's exactly what he is running. He is running a concentration camp, and we are sending people to it. Dean Bladel writes, like Stalin's labor camp, CECOT uses prisoners for forced labor to sustain itself, with Bukele boasting it's financially self-sufficient. He puts some of them to work. He says, like Mussolini, he projects strength through militarized displays, replacing judges with loyalists. In 2021, his party ousted the Supreme Court justices and the Attorney General and installed his loyalists. He's jailed critics, including his former security advisor, who died in custody in February of last year, allegedly after being tortured. Politicians, judges, and journalists face ruthless and relentless intimidation. Over 50 official and critics have fled the country. In 2020, he sent troops into the legislature to strong-arm approval of a piece of legislation that he wanted. His state of emergency suspends fundamental rights, no warrants, no lawyers, no contact with families. Amnesty International reports forced disappearances. Women face sexual violence in custody, and families of detainees are threatened with arrest for protesting. He's also targeted minorities with reports of arbitrary arrests of queer individuals. In 2021, he fired all the judges over 60, affecting 200 magistrates, a third, 33% of the judiciary. His new judges rubber stamp his policies like a mass trial of 900 people at once. Yeah, that's due process for you. His political opponents face trumped-up charges while business leaders are squeezed for money and loyalty. This is a country that has a 30% poverty rate, which has not improved since he became president. Instead, they have the highest incarceration rate in the world. Keep in mind, the United States is around 700 per 100,000, as I recall, 650, something like that. We are the highest in the developed world. He is at 1,600 per 100,000 people. He's got 109,000 people behind bars in this little tiny country. Fear permeates societies. Dissenters risk arrest. Families of the detained lived in dread. Meanwhile, his wealth grows. He now has 34 homes, 34 properties that he has acquired during his term. And this is what strong men do. They enrich themselves. Donald Trump Jr. and Matt Gaetz fawn over him. Donald Trump Jr. attended his inauguration. I'm telling you, this is Trump's role model. This is what Trump wants. He wants to be a dictator. And frankly, he is becoming one. He is doing it right now, right in front of us. I'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Republicans are trying to steal an election in the Carolinas. I'll tell you about that in North Carolina, excuse me. I'll tell you about that right after the break.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline line right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, tax accountants, you've been hearing me talk about Blue Jay, and if you're part of an accounting firm, you know how crazy it is this time of year. Well, Blue Jay is the leading generative AI solution and the preferred partner solution of CPA.com for tax research that delivers answers with the touch of a button. I asked my accountant, Larry, to test it out. And this is what he told me. He said, Tom, research takes a lot of time, and I'm obsessive about making sure things are done right. Blue Jay has made our firm more efficient by saving us time. It's easy to use, and the excellent quality of the research responses have taken a huge load off my shoulders. End of quote. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, and intuitive AI technology. Built from a library of only the most trusted tax resources, updated daily to keep up with changes in tax. For a limited time, I can get you 40% off at bluejay.com/startnow. That's BLUE and the letter J.com/startnow. Or text my name, Tom, THOM, to 511-511. Blue Jay, generative AI for better tax answers. Text fees may apply.
They built a
by fear. A whisper grows and it's all you hear. From every screen it feeds the fire, twisting truth to fuel desire. A mother's cry, a worker's loss, a calculated line they'll toss. They turn your pain into their gold. Selling grievance never gets old. The grievance machine is always on, spinning stories just till dawn. The grievance machine. They say the danger's at
your door. Yeah, it's Fox so-called news, and they have basically the entire right-wing ecosphere. By the way, last November, North Carolina held an election for the state Supreme Court, and Allison Riggs, the Democrat, won. And her opponent, Jefferson Griffin, a MAGA Republican, lost. There was a 734-vote victory. Well, Griffin went scorched earth. He tried to disenfranchise 60,000 voters in four blue counties. He specifically went to four blue counties and said, exclude the voters in these four counties. Well, you know, the courts didn't go along with that. So then he said, here's the problem. The mail-in votes from the military overseas and people who are permanent residents overseas, which, by the way, tend to go Democratic. The military votes tend to go Republican, but they're the smaller number. The people who are permanent residents of other countries, they tend to go Democratic. And so he says, let's not count those. And so the court says, okay, we'll split the baby. I'll give those people 30 days to come to North Carolina and prove that they are who they are and, quote, cure their ballots. Now, I'm not sure if they have to physically show up or if they have to do something or just submit paperwork, but here you've got, thousands of votes, 5,000 or 6,000 votes that skew heavily Democratic. Keep in mind, this is an election the Democrat won by 700 votes. Now it's being tossed to a federal court, and hopefully that will stop this, but this is the new template for Republicans. Elections don't matter. Any loophole, anything you can do to defeat your loss in an election, you do.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. If CBD isn't part of your wellness routine yet, now is the time to change that. It's CBD Awareness Month, and CB Distillery is going all out with a massive sale. Save up to 60% off everything. That includes their number one best-selling relief stick for post-workout pain and their sleep gummies, which are my absolute favorite products. I use them every night. And all of it's up to 60% off when you use the code VIP. This is premium quality CBD. Nothing artificial, no fillers, just clean, plant-based solutions that work. Whether you need to sleep better, have less stress, or relief from pain after exercise, CB Distillery has a natural solution to help you. You don't want to miss this discount. It's the perfect time to get started with CBD and stock up. Visit CBDistillery.com and use my promo code VIP. That's CBDistillery.com, code VIP. CBDistillery.com. Code VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. When was the last time you checked your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. And if you're like me, the answer is never. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You won't even know what's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. Stop what you're doing now and find out today if you're already a victim. Use promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4, at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their million-dollar triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now and use that promo code TOM14. That's HomeTitleLock.com, and the promo code is TOM14.
News from the center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A federal judge has found probable cause that the Trump administration acted in contempt of court when officials defied his order last month to turn around two planes carrying alleged Venezuelan gang members to El Salvador. This coming as the legal battle escalates over the wrongful deportation of a Maryland to a mega prison in El Salvador. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen has flown there to find out about Kilmar Abrego Garcia's detention.
This is simply about letting him have his day in court. We use the courts to make sure that we don't convict people who are not guilty and that we convict those who are.
But Attorney General Pam Bondi doubling down, saying of Abrego Garcia, he's not coming back to our country. Ford may raise prices on its new vehicles if President Trump's auto tariffs continue, according to a memo sent to dealers on Wednesday. The higher prices will affect cars built starting in May and would likely hit dealerships in July and August. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Sheridan and Paramount Plus are proving to be a match made in ratings heaven. Sheridan's 1923 season 2 finale brought in over 14 million viewers, the most ever for the series, as people tuned in to finally see World War I hero and lion hunter Spencer Dutton come to the defense of his family's land. As a result, the show joined Landman and Tulsa King as the top three shows on Paramount Plus. The season 2 finale of 1923 also got 163 million views on social media. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia will return for its 17th season in July. In a related story, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has been on for 17 seasons. In the new season, the Paddy's Pub gang struggles as they are about to see their beloved bar devoured by corporate America. Admittedly, I completely forgot it was still on the air, but it is currently the longest running live action series. The new season starts July 9th on FX with shows screening on Hulu the next day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers today in Milwaukee. A good performance by starter Jose Quintana. Last night, 24-year-old Quinn Priester tossed a shutout. Pat Murphy on the crew scouting department.
No, it's hats off to them for finding a guy in AAA that can come and give us two pretty good outings so far, and looks like he's a lot to work with and great kid and competitor, and seems like, once again, they strike again. Matt Arnold and his posse.
NBA, the Bucks holding practice, getting ready for Saturday's playoff game at noon against the Pacers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost their starting left tackle for the season due to a torn ACL, head coach Luke Fickle on tackle Kevin Haywood.
Obviously, I think he's going to have surgery, so it's probably going to lose him and probably not going to get him back, obviously, even for the season. So that was one that's going to be really difficult and tough. But, you know, it's also a part of the game.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy and a gusty southeast wind in the overnight as morning lows drop to the lower to middle 40s. Increasing clouds Thursday, showers and storms becoming possible in the afternoon. Breezy, highs in the middle 60s. It's 47 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulswitz is in the guest co-host chair with me. We go deep on Trump's constitutional crisis and is Abrego Garcia alive? We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path Collagen offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the cost of other collagen brands. So visit getnativepath.com/Tom, G-E-T, getnativepath.com today, and start your transformation today.
Donald Trump, with a golden dream, wants to rule by any scheme. Talks of Greenland, talks of land, wants to take it with his hand. Power, wealth, his empire grows. Where it ends, nobody knows. Imperial dreams reach so wide, chasing power fueled by pride. From Pope to Putin, fantasy he won't refuse.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. A geeky science for you. This is just absolutely amazing. Last weekend, Sunday morning, Louise and I were out in Forest Park climbing the wild cherry trail. If you've ever been there and you know what I'm talking about, you know what it is. It's this path. It kind of goes straight up the side of a mountain. And, you know, on our Apple Watches, we monitor our heartbeat rates. 101, 110, 115, 130, 100. But it's great. This is 5,200 acres of forest and 80 miles of trails. It's the largest urban park in the world, the largest park inside a city. And it's wild. It's just, you know, total wild area. And so anyhow, we were walking and Louise was like, you know, I've heard that being out in the nature is good for you. In fact, she did a song about it, you know, and Go Find Your Mountain. And, we've done geeky sciences on it. And there's all these studies that show that if you live in nature, you visit nature regularly, if you see the ducks and the geese, you visit the forest, those kind of things, it actually improves mental health. People who have hospital rooms where they can look out the window and see green things heal faster. I mean, there's all kinds of science on this, right? So anyhow, she was wondering out loud, because we do this every weekend, could these walks in the woods actually be helping our health? And for that matter, could it be helping our immune systems? You know, dealing with things like asthma or arthritis and stuff like that. So when we got home from the walk, I sat down with a couple of search engines and dug into it. And this is what I learned. First of all, David Strachan proposed in 1989 what he called the hygiene hypothesis, which argues that the reason that people end up with asthma and plaque psoriasis and all these other autoimmune disorders where the immune system is just constantly attacking the body or overreacting to things is because as children, they were not sufficiently exposed to germs, to bad germs, but in particular good germs. And that their house was too clean, that they weren't in nature enough. And it recalibrates your immune system. Now, the hygiene hypothesis is kind of out. It's been replaced by what's called the old friends hypothesis, which is that there is this collection of microbes, bacteria, fungi, that we co-evolved with over millions of years, and that we have separated ourselves from because they live in the soil in the forest, by and large, and, you know, in trees and things. And they are our old friends. So anyhow, there's this amazing 2015 study published in the New England Journal of Medicine. And they compared the immune profiles of Amish children who grow up in farms and forest with regular exposure to soil with genetically identical Hutterite children who live on industrial farms with limited exposure to animals and soil. And despite their genetic similarities, these are both, you know, German ancestry, the Amish children had dramatically lower levels of asthma and allergies. Then there's this fascinating body of evidence that comes from studies on what's called Shinrin-yoku, which is the Japanese phrase for forest bathing. Now, you don't have to take off your clothes for this. You go into the forest, you know, just normally, like Louise and I go on our hikes every Saturday and Sunday. It's a Japanese practice of immersing oneself in a forest environment. So this is a major study done at the Nippon Medical School in Tokyo. They took a group of middle-aged Tokyo businessmen into the forest for 3 days. And after 3 days of just kind of camping out, what they found was that the blood test revealed significant increases in natural killer cells, the immune cells that played a vital role in fighting infection and fighting off cancer. But most remarkably, they showed decreased levels of inflammatory cytokines, the things that drive the excessive inflammatory responses in conditions like asthma. And most surprisingly, these beneficial immune changes that occurred just from 3 days in the forest lasted more than 30 days. Their entire immune systems downregulated their response, you know, their kind of asthma kind of response, and upregulated their anti-cancer response. There was another study published in 2020 in Science Advances. This was out of Finland. And what they did was they modified daycare playgrounds. Instead of having sand, they brought in forest dirt, literally from the forest, soil, native plants, all the microbiota that they contain. And after 28 days, they measured the blood of the children who were playing in these naturalized playgrounds. They had an increased diversity in their skin and gut microbiomes. But most importantly, their regulatory T cells, these are the specialized immune cells that drive allergic reactions, that drive asthma, that drive allergies, that dampen excessive immune responses. There was an increase in the regulatory T cells. In other words, their asthma kind of responses went way, way down. Another fascinating aspect of forest exposure is something called phytoncides. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing it. Phytoncides. These are the natural oils that are released by trees and plants in the forest as a defense against insects. And these chemicals, the phytoncide exposure, reduces levels of stress hormones in humans. It decreases the sympathetic nervous system activity. This is the fight and flight response. And it enhances the parasympathetic nervous system. That's your rest and digest functions. Lab studies have gone even farther, demonstrating that some of these phytocyanides have direct anti-inflammatory processes or properties. Alpha-pinene, for example, which is one of the compounds the pine trees release into the air, has been shown to reduce inflammatory markers in lung tissue, particularly in people with asthma. A 2019 study that was published in Environmental Health Perspectives found that adults living near areas with greater biodiversity have lower rates of asthma exacerbations and lower rates of hospital visits associated with asthma compared to those living near less diverse green spaces. So get out in the forest, huh? You know, we spend a couple hours every weekend in the forest, and you know, where we live, we're kind of surrounded by trees, but it's not like in the forest. I mean, you know, it's all kind of manicured, you know, but yeah, this is amazing. I mean, just amazing research. All right, what's on your mind today? Lori in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Lori, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Everybody is talking about Trump wanting to be a dictator and emulating this guy and other dictators. I think that Trump played as a millionaire and pretended to fire people, but he was never a millionaire and he was never good at it. I think that Trump has always been a really good thug, and he will continue to always be a mafioso thug. He's nothing but a thug. And I think that a lot of the people that have succumbed to that or have, see, I think all along the Republicans have always wanted to own the government and have everything privatized. And I think Trump has always wanted to be able to hold everybody hostage with one of his schemes or another. and suck his money, suck our money, sorry, out of our country, like our contributions for Social Security. That's our money. I don't think any one of them collectively have ever put as much Social Security in as the average regular Joe that's worked their whole life. But that's our money. They're thugs. And they will continue to be thugs. About the Republicans that aren't, I think they're like, you look at Marco Rubio in one of those meetings, or you look at Chuck Grassley at a town hall, they look like they're being taken hostage. They look like they were told to do this or else. Yep. They're just doing, I think that Republicans are kind of like Catholic, well, geez, I'm a Protestant, or kind of like a black person, oh, geez, I'm Indian. Everybody is a little different and can be different, but they're us. We are them, okay? It's what was that other movement? It's our turn, or no, me too. Well, I say, for all of us, nobody wants this prison done in this concentration camp done in our name, nobody. And we need to collectively hug these Republicans that are good people. I'm not talking about the Southern Republicans that are jerks and just want to, you know.
Do you really think most of them are good people, Lori? I think the Republican Party has self-selected for psychopaths.
I think that some of them still are, because I can look at the horrified looks on their faces.
Yeah.
Okay, I think the ones that elected Republicans are, and I think a lot of the Republicans that are in there are.
Yeah.
We need to help them get out.
Well, I hope you're right, Lori. I hope you're right, because the only people right now who can truly stop Donald Trump are the Republicans. And if they were to stand up in the House and Senate, we could put an end to this whole thing right now. Lori, thank you. 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
It's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. All right, if CBD isn't part of your wellness routine already, now is the time to change that. CBD Awareness Month. And CB Distillery is going all out with a massive sale. Save up to 60% off everything. That includes their number one best-selling relief stick for post-workout pain. And there's sleep gummies, which I absolutely love. I use them. And all of it's up to 60% off when you use the code VIP. This premium quality CBD, nothing artificial, no fillers, just clean plant-based solutions that work. Whether you need to have better sleep, less stress, or relief from pain after exercise, CB Distillery has a natural solution to help you. You don't want to miss this discount. It's the perfect time to get started with CBD and stock up. Visit cbdistillery.com and use my promo code VIP to get up to 60% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. cbdistillery.com, and the code is VIP for up to 60% off.
The White House a set, the flag just a prop. Truth takes a bullet, the cameras don't stop. He's never been real, but the danger is true. He's gambling with lives for a headline or two. The audience cheers as the nation breaks down. He laughs at the fire as he melts off the crown. The show must go on, no matter who dies.
52 minutes past the hour. Yeah, the show must go on. Welcome back. Roger in Seattle. Hey, Roger, what's on your mind today?
I'm really in Hilo, practicing my Eagle Scout, walking around Kilauea. But with your commentary earlier today, I think I need to say I need to hike around Mount St. Helens because they may have a blow up here that they don't expect like Mount St. Helens. Anyway, I went on your website since I've been out of touch for a week, and I missed your show last week, and I looked for your rant on the Liberals Party, and I didn't see anything except 4 years old or something. So if there's a more recent one, can you point me to it? Because I sorely need it.
I don't know what you're talking about, Roger.
The people that were on the extreme of the 2025 report that we're seeing now are the Liberalists, and it shows where Pramila and Elon have a common, if you go into Wikipedia, look under classic liberalism, and Pramila, of course, emphasizes the social justice side, and Musk conveniently forgets that side of individualism.
Classic liberalism is what we call conservatism here in the United States now, but Roger, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. John, in Navarre, Florida, am I saying that right? N-A-V-A-R? What's up, John?
Yeah, that's correct, Tom. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, just fine. What's up?
Thanks very much for having me on the program today. I follow you on Twitter on the Gulf Coast Guys' handle. We try to retweet your Substack article every day. It's kind of required reading. I wanted to give you a reminder that this coming Sunday, April the 20th, will be the 15th anniversary of the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. Everybody here that lives on the Gulf Coast kind of remembers where they were when it happened. Mm-hmm. It was 15 years ago. I was wondering if you might consider a Substack article on, maybe the title could be, Trump Musk gutting the EPA in new environmental relaxations, inviting a new Deepwater Horizon catastrophe. Because if you know the history of that, it was actually it was kind of invited by the work that Dick Cheney did on something you might remember called was the Energy Task Force.
Yep.
He had a group of the energy executives around his office, and they had a whole list of regulations. And one of the invitees, one of the participants, was, of course, British Petroleum that operated the Deepwater Horizon well. And one of the regulations that came out of that meeting was a relaxation of standards of safety measures.
Right, on the blowout preventers.
Like the blowout preventer, that's exactly right. It was a $500,000, it was called an acoustical coupler that attached to the bottom of the well. Mm-hmm. And the problem was is that you have to take the well offline in order to attach and maintain the blowout preventer, the acoustical coupler. And so Bush, as an executive order, made that addition to the blowout preventer optional, no longer mandatory.
Right.
And so what happened was is that when that blowout preventer was not part of the Deepwater Horizon spill at the time that it exploded. And so it cost like billions of dollars. 15 years later, there are still effects of the oil spill here on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
So what Trump is doing in gutting the EPA is inviting another Deepwater Horizon oil spill. So
or worse.
I might consider an article on it.
Yeah, or worse. Yeah, no, I've been putting together slowly the research for a piece on Trump's environmental record, and that's a good suggestion. John, thank you. Thank you very much for that.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. Good
thank
to hear
you,
from you. Bill in Princeton, Minnesota. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind?
I'll tell you, sitting in the queue, it really changes what your original question is going to be. I'm sure I'm not alone on that.
It's quite all right, but get right to it, Bill. We just have a minute.
Okay. The reason Trump hates this country, I read your little op-ed in Ross's story, because he went bankrupt on everything. And, you know, he's not going to blame himself. He's going to have to blame Americans. And then when the banks wouldn't lend him any money because he was such a financial risk, then he went to, you know, Russia to get the money, and he got a, you know, Ivana. And it's just he hates this country, and he wants to destroy it because it destroyed him so many times.
Or embarrassed him. I would say, I think he just marinated in hatred during that trial. Letitia James went after him in New York.
But he didn't like this country because of all his failures, and it couldn't have been him.
I agree.
You know,
and
what's the Supreme Court's oath? Why aren't they? I can't remember what the oath they take is.
I think it's the standard oath to protect the Constitution, but I don't know, Bill. That's a good question. I'd have to look it up. Bill, thanks for the call. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Is the Supreme Court about to make a decision on whether Trump can fire the Fed chair? Stick around. We'll be right back with that and your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and our freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511, because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman to 511-511.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, legal issues continue surrounding the man deported to El Salvador. Jim Santel will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Maggie Dawn Show.
And from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for? If they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water.
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The weight of the Trump tariffs on the U.S. economy. Fed Chair Jerome Powell telling the Economic Club of Chicago.
The level of tariff increases announced so far is significantly larger than anticipated, and the same is likely to be true of the economic effects, which will include higher inflation and slower growth.
President Trump sticking by threats to withhold $2.2 billion in federal funding from Harvard University over alleged anti-Semitic protests on campus. Education Secretary Linda McMahon.
I'm not afraid of the free speech argument at all. Free speech should continue, but hate speech and inciting riots and not peaceful protests is not what can be allowed.
A federal judge says he's found probable cause to hold the Trump administration in criminal contempt of court for violating his orders to turn around planes carrying deportees to El Salvador. High winds, low humidity, bringing critical fire risk warnings, Arizona to Kansas. This is ABC News. Wyoming Supreme Court heard arguments Wednesday on abortion rights. At least